Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It's T. And boy, we got a lot to talk about. We don't have any stories about Father Fortenberry getting lost or nearly losing his pants. But look, Donald Trump's back in the news. That seems to be like a real major headline. We got what? Self-checkout. If you either love it or hate it, but there's some changes coming. Congress is doing some weird stuff. We're probably going to talk about illegal immigrants some kind of way. Oh, wait a minute. Joe Biden got illegals. In trouble for saying that. Illegals. Can't say illegal. But first and foremost, who I got in story in studio with me?
Father Fortenberry. Me. Oh, what's up, guys? It's Father Fortenberry here. I am our local Bishop of Bourbon. Those that don't know, I am a ordained minister, and I bless all of our drinks. I got right across from me, I got our bourbon nerd, Mr. Marty Marr.
All right, I'm Marty Marr. Gonna be the legendary bourbon nerd.
There you go, legendary bourbon nerd. Needs Twitter handle. So it's coming. On X, he's on X as legendary bourbon nerd starting tonight.
Just keep watching, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you some knowledge on this bourbon stuff.
Marty said he's gonna either be famous or infamous. He ain't sure yet.
One or the other.
Let's jump right in, folks. Spring break's coming up. I'm actually looking for somewhere to go spring break.
It better not be Miami.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, is that what you got pulled
up? Exactly right.
No way.
Yeah, actually, it went away. Where'd it go? But Miami says, hey, don't bring that crap down here to us. And you know what the spring breaker said? We coming regardless. We're going to bring our weed. We're going to bring our drink. And we're going to party like it's 1999. Hell, I think we're closer to the 2099 than we are 1999. But they're going to party anyway. Spring break, Miami, trying to keep it safe.
Yeah, I saw where they are not allowing coolers on the beach.
Like right now, up through the end of March, you cannot, on any of the Florida beaches, you cannot have an alcoholic beverage.
Yep, no coolers, no, I mean, it's, but it's gotten so unsafe.
So unsafe.
That people don't want to go.
It's because people are ignorant.
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 That's ignorant.
That's them young people.
Yeah, that's right.
We wasn't like that when we were young, were we?
No.
We couldn't even go to Florida when we was young.
That's true. We couldn't drive outside like the Tri-County area.
Tri-County.
Crittenden County.
If you went to Craighead County, you was in trouble.
If you crossed that bridge, you was in trouble.
Yeah, so a good point.
Oh, I got a good story about when I was that age. Marty heard that story here a few weeks ago. Actually, his wife was involved in that story.
So I got to ask you this, but I ran across this and I asked Charlie this. Talking about being young. For $1 million, would you sit down with your entire family and watch a movie about your life?
Oh, you damn right I would.
It'd show everything.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, $1 million. $1 million.
Look, nope.
Hey, I had a fun time. It'd probably make $10 million. If you just had video of me as a Ute. Like the three Utes, two Utes. How many Utes was it in that movie? But anyway.
So yeah, everybody sit around watching T tug on that thing when he's 15?
I never did that. I never had to. But
I beat mine like old rug.
But the fun stuff, like down in the circle.
I can't show all that stuff. I'll be divorced. I'll
actually
be married then.
If phones had cameras, you'd probably be in jail by now, Father Fortenberry. You wouldn't be Father Fortenberry. You would be like,
I'd be incarcerated for him. No, I'd be in prison, so I'd be Muslim.
But what do you think about this? Is this a bunch of Karens getting angry because young people are out there having fun? Or is this legit?
It's legit. I mean, they're having fights and murders.
There's no boundaries.
Yeah. And SAs, as they say on YouTube these
days. But look, yesterday, Father Fortman and I went to church. We go to church together. And we went to lunch afterwards. He explained about a time, I don't know how long ago this was, you guys went to eat dinner after a chair competition at Twin Peaks.
Oh, that was this week. That was last week.
Oh, that was
in Dallas.
Last week. Oh, yeah. You got to tell this story.
That was last week in Dallas. So, as I said last week, I got lost on the way to Dallas.
Yeah, we all knew that. Oh, that was this past weekend.
This is past weekend.
Oh, I missed that.
And so I'm meeting Tommy Garner, his family. He has my daughter, his daughter, and another group of women are all with him. He's the only man in the group. And
bless his heart.
Yeah, they call me. They say, hey, we're going to go to Twin Peaks and eat. I'm like, I love Twin Peaks.
I've been there before. Only one in Little Rock. Yep. Went there with my son. It wasn't too bad. Food was great compared
to
like
Hooters. I mean, they wear Daisy Dukes and T-shirts pretty much.
Check this out, Marty.
So I walk in. And I got Millie beside me.
Millie's like 3 foot tall. 6 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I know Millie.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't.
Oh, okay.
She's six.
Six.
Angel baby.
Angel baby.
I walk in with Angel baby, and we walk in the front door, and there's a woman in a thong lingerie is the hostess.
Really?
So he literally.
Like, Millie walks in, and she is face to ass. And I grab her by her shoulders and rotate her around, and we walk straight out. And she said, are we not sitting down, Daddy? I said, no. I got to call everybody, see where they're at. So Tommy and them came in and left. He was mortified because he's in there with 3 15-year-old girls who were.
This was like a Saturday night or something?
Friday night.
A Friday night. Okay.
I just had flashbacks. Come on, people.
Dude, I mean, they were all. I mean, they were in thongs, and I mean, it was thongs.
Come on.
I'll tell you what it reminded me of. Do you remember the scene?
How can you eat in a place like that?
With your tongue hanging out, I guess. But you know the scene from Happy
Gilmore? Yeah.
You know the scene from Happy Gilmore where his love interest has the white lingerie on, holding the two beers? That's what the woman was wearing. Actually, that show, that was covered more.
Do you remember when we were younger? I know Marty does because we're older than you. But Hooters, like, people were up in arms about Hooters.
Oh, I remember first about the Hooters. I was like, ooh, I'm going to Hooters.
Now you see more walking down the street.
They wear more clothes than volleyball players.
And we ain't going there. Also, in the news, AI poses extinction level threat in U.S. government.
Alan Iverson is so much
Guy. U.S. government must be given new emergency powers to control technology, warns State Department report. So we need to give Joe Biden more emergency powers. Yep, exactly.
Really?
Look, this is going out there to YouTube land. If you hadn't seen it, go find it. I don't know if you can find it on YouTube or TikTok. But Donald Trump used a Snapchat filter with the State of the Union address, and it sums it up nicely.
It was amazing.
Also, there was someone who took the last 3 State of the Unions, and they're all basically the same speech. Well, I sent that to you. Did you see it?
No, but in his defense, he don't remember the last one anyway. So
look, he did a great job the other night for Joe Biden. The problem is he gave the same speech three times.
Cannot wait.
How many do you think they'll have?
I bet they don't have any.
Bill Maher claimed today, he said that Joe Biden should dump Kamala and pick up Haley as his VP for a unity party. He'll win hands down.
Nobody likes Haley. She had votes because she was Democrats were voting for her. She's unlikable.
Yeah, but the Democrats right now may not vote for Joe Biden.
She is the Republican version of Hillary Clinton. She is unlikable. And at the end of the day, you have to be likable. That's the reason I don't run.
Nobody likes you.
Nobody likes me.
I think you should run for governor.
Otherwise,
I'll be your lieutenant.
Lieutenant governor? Is that a
I'll be your Lieutenant Dan, player. I'll get in the wheelchair, and you can ask me, where's your leg, Lieutenant Dan? What happened to your leg?
You know what? I'll run. I'll run for governor right now. I guess not right now.
All right, she got 2 years left?
Yep. You know what? I'm announcing my candidacy right now on this fine program.
Vote for the father.
Vote for the father. Father Fortenberry.
Oh, I can see signs in everybody's yard right now.
Yep. I'll kiss all the babies. Shake hands.
And their baby's mamas.
Shaking babies.
He'll be like Andre 3000. You'll keep baby's mamas, the baby and mamas.
I'll get drunk and I'll accidentally shake babies and kiss hands.
Yeah, and you'll probably be divorced at that point. Donald Trump is in trouble again. He risks getting sued by E. Jean Carroll, claiming her rape accusations false and calling her Miss Bergdorf Goodman. I don't even know who that is, but anyway.
Hey, I got to call Charlie real quick.
Okay.
She's a call twice.
I'm sure I can cut that out.
Okay, good.
When Jamie holds his finger up, I'll look for the finger. That's unusual for her to call twice.
Well, that wasn't her. My father-in-law.
Well, maybe I'll leave it in.
Greg. What's up, Greg?
It's the wrong C. Williams.
You want him on air?
God,
Greg called you twice?
Well, I talked to him earlier, and he called me back.
I was going to say, I hope mama-in-law's all right.
No, they're fine.
I may leave that in, but anyway. But Donald Trump. So now, if someone accuses you of rape, and you say, no, I didn't rape her, even though I think it's proven in the court of law he didn't rape her.
No, that's not accurate.
Because he's not in prison?
But no, so it was proven. I'm gonna say
this is going to keep him from getting elected, yes. Right here. Whatever he says, he's next.
It was a civil court, a civil case.
It wasn't criminal case.
No, he's found guilty of rape in a civil case, which also means that there's no burden.
So he mentally raped her?
No. There's no burden of proof in a civil case. It's not, you know, it's only like.
So it's your word versus her word.
Yep, and I think it was a judgment case.
You know, that could cause growth. If they go back and look at Jamie's videos or all our videos, so, we have a lot more views.
Yeah, look, I'll be banned from running for governor, but we'll have more views. You know what? That's worth it.
Heck yeah. Go for it.
By God, if Bill Clinton can do it, well, I did inhale. That's all I'm going to tell him. I inhaled and liked it.
I've never inhaled. Marty hadn't either.
I ain't never smoked.
I've never smoked. Never smoked. Ever. Never, ever, ever.
I don't say nothing wrong with it.
I smoked everything but meth and crack. What else can you smoke besides
that? I like a cigar every now and then, but it's been a while.
So you smoke?
Yeah, I don't even like cigars.
I do. I like good cigars.
I got some from Dominican I haven't even tried. Greg Olson. You guys know who he is?
I do. And I like Greg Olson.
There he is.
Yeah.
That's a pretty clean cut fellow.
Somebody said he looks like a.
Looks like a football player.
He's a football player.
He does look like Dexter.
He does look like Dexter. Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, but people are speaking out because apparently back when he was in college.
I wish we could play the song.
He was a seventh floor crew, and he had some foul language that he said.
Yes. The song was good. He had some bars.
Yeah. Why is that even newsworthy?
Look, it's 18 years ago. He made a song 18 years ago. With his buddies in college.
See, we didn't even know what YouTube was 18 years ago. But look, for our kids, we got like 165 hours of our logic we laying down for y'all. Nobody may listen today, but there's some day there's people going to come back and say, boy, life from the patio. They're going to use this as the way.
Yeah, wasn't nobody holding a big camcorder up talking about, I'm videoing you. Hit your song.
Thank God we didn't have.
Did everybody have an uncle that had a camcorder?
No, my uncles were broke. They may have stole a camcorder. They may have stole one.
I had an uncle had a camcorder. We couldn't afford one, but I had an uncle had one.
I think mom and dad had one, but that joke was just
It looked like you was a recorded news.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you this.
Tell me.
I got some old videos of me as a young boy running around in my underwear doing funny things. And I may share it someday on YouTube.
Oh, I probably got some videos too.
And you know what?
I ain't got shit.
It will probably get us the most followers ever because I was a sexy little joker running around here. I had my six shooter. I had my guitar. My father passed away recently and we looked at all these old videos and it's pretty awesome. I was awesome as a kid. I'm just saying, like, as a little fat kid, I was confident as hell, just like I am today. Ain't nobody even care.
I was skinny as a rail when I was little. I was like max size. I outgrew it quick.
Man, I wasn't that little.
I was tiny. I remember my mom taking me to the doctor because they thought I had, like, childhood diabetes.
Worms.
Yeah, worms.
You know, my brother passed a worm one time. We were little.
Like on foot race?
No, he had diapers. He was wearing diapers even. And yeah, he had like, never mind. I can't even hear it.
Yeah.
There we go.
If I pushed a button, I couldn't hear it.
Joe Rogan had Riley Gaines on. You guys remember Riley Gaines?
I thought you were going to say Riley Green. Golly. Go ahead.
That'd have been a good interview too.
Go ahead.
I listened to this.
You know what? He was just in Jumper. I bet we could have got him on the show.
Yep. And he was in Lexington the night before.
We should do that next time. Joe Rogan asked Riley Gaines if Leah Thomas had with girls.
Oh, yes, he did. Yep. And during the time of course, this is what
is that? Oh, that's some Wild Turkey 10 over there. All right.
You got some Turkey 10?
Yeah, we may need some more Glens for that.
So, during the time that old dude was swimming with the women.
He still does, doesn't he? Swimming
with the women. Jamie rhyming.
Jamie, I think you used to swim with
these bars. I'm dropping these bars like Greg Olsen. So, when he was swimming with the women, he was dating women.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Now, in her defense, Riley Gaines says this is the information that... the dude's teammates told her.
Riley Gaines made an appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast last Thursday and talked about her experience going against Leah Thomas at the 2022 NCAA Swimming Championships. Thomas became the first transgender athlete to win a national title in women's swimming, which we should all be embarrassed by. Gaines has been outspoken against Thomas Foray in the women's swimming and testified on Capitol Hill how uncomfortable it was to be around the swimmer in the locker room. As Gaines recalled on the Joe Rogan Experience, the host asked whether Thomas has sex with girls at the time. Again, this is what I know based on what his teammates have told me and what's really been public knowledge based on what they posted in different things. At the time of the national championship, he was still dating women and active with women.
So you're allowing this
Maybe
man.
It's a lesbian. Maybe it's identified as a lesbian.
Would it have to be
He still had his goods.
So now brace yourself this. Apparently, he is engaged to a man who's also transgender, and they say they're lesbians. That's like extra steps to be gay.
Yeah, it's too much. Too much.
But another story that Gaines told was Roanoke University, or University of Roanoke in Virginia. They had a male student want to join the female team. And these swimmers reached out to Riley Gaines to just discuss it with her.
Yeah.
And they told her that they was going to allow, the coach was going to allow them to vote on whether or not to allow this man to swim with them. And Riley Gaines said 17 out of 17 said that they would vote no on allowing this man to swim.
Of course. We now have enough data to support that a man to female transgender has an advantage over the women.
And if the story stopped there, it'd been great.
They let them anyway.
So the coach told me it was going to be a silent vote. So they changed their mind. He brought the boy in and let the boy give a speech before they voted. And during his speech, he told them that if they didn't let him on the team, he would kill himself. And so they voted by a show of hands with the kid in the room, and 14 of them voted yes to let him on.
Oh, yes, because they care.
Because you told him you're going to be a murderer. You told them you're going to be a murderer if you don't.
And they could be tried. In today's court system, they could be tried for murder. Look, you didn't realize this, but you gave me a great lead into the next story.
I try.
You try.
He'd be trying.
The House plies ahead with TikTok bill. Despite Trump's TikTok opposition, they want to ban TikTok, and the reason this is a good lead-in.
I want my $200 back.
After the House unanimously said they would vote to ban TikTok, teenagers came out almost unanimously claiming they would commit suicide if TikTok went away. Now, that should tell you why TikTok needs to go away.
I know you're looking at me to say something.
Because you are the TikTok master.
Well, I got us kicked off repeatedly. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we're like hanging on. We're almost to lifeinthepatio.3.0.
So I almost posted a video for the Riley Gaines thing. Nobody responded to my video because I didn't want to.
When did that ever stop you?
Well, I didn't want to get kicked off again.
I've been busy today.
I mean, yeah, I'm looking at the camera. Anybody who's been offended by our TikTok, that's Life from the Patio 2.0, it's all me. I try to be offensive. I get on there and fight.
So what do you think, though? Is TikTok, is China destroying Americans?
No, China's not. We're destroying ourselves.
Yeah, but China is feeding us.
Man.
They control what you see.
We can...
When you flip through TikTok?
Breastfeeding.
I don't have that anymore.
I don't have it anymore.
It showed up on my Facebook. I didn't even know Facebook.
Look, for a while, breastfeeding showed up on my too, but it's gone now.
Yeah, so that and the all the
big
naked,
booty women show
all
up
all the naked tribes people.
I don't get those
either. It went away too.
It went away.
But
no, girls with big butts show up on mine.
No, mine's all political stuff. I try to keep my.
There's no only that's the only. Well, like
it's our algorithm, so I try to keep it political.
Imagine this, all mine's about hunting.
Really?
So,
but look, let's give a shout out to our TikTok buddy, Duck Dog Mafia.
Duck Dog Mafia.
Love you, brother.
What's up, Duck Dog?
You know what? We need to find out if he wants to come to Memphis. We'll bring him on the air and tell us about all the stuff he's got going on. Duck Dog, if you're watching, you're probably not because we haven't been live on TikTok in a while, but we may be live after this. But Duck Dog.
I told him we was live. I talked to him last night and told him we was live Saturday. He regretted he wasn't able to get on with us. He's got his hands in everything. That's a busy man.
Good.
As a busy fella.
Idle hands are the devil's plaything, right?
And he's coming out with these hats, but he's got brass or copper plates.
Can he do those himself?
I think so.
Nice.
Because one of the gentlemen we was talking to last night, I was on live with a bunch of hunters out of South Carolina and Arkansas, and one of them had a hat, and Duck Dog made the comment that he was gearing up to do those same style hats.
Nice.
See, hunting and bourbon's my thing, so I'd be all
I know, I'd love to get so drunk and hunt.
Hunter, so your intro needs to be Bourbon Nerd, the Hunter Extraordinaire, Slayer of Ducks, Master of the Bucks. Oh, that's pretty solid.
The Buck Master.
Buck Master.
Buck Nasty.
I think that's you. Or that Gary. What you guys think of Gary's impersonation of all y'all?
Marty, we can call Marty Duck Nasty.
Look, I know y'all probably didn't listen, but
I like it.
But Gary
like it.
Impersonated all of you.
I loved it. I loved it.
Oh, that was so Gary fashion, right?
That was great.
Yeah, it was
look,
great.
The two things that tickled me when he said, I just got my arm signed by Bo Jackson. That one. And when he said, I just spent a bunch of money on cheer. He did a good job.
And the thing was, he was the same person in all. All of them. Yeah, so it's so
voice
weird.
Didn't change nothing.
Didn't change. Is Walmart getting rid of self-checkout?
No, but it's
testing how and when to use the DIY process. Look, I'm a fan of self-checkout.
I love it.
I would prefer to check out 10,000 items than watch somebody just go bloop, 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 bloop.
I would pay extra.
See, I thought you were the guy that hated self-checkout.
Dude, I'd pay extra not talk to people.
Didn't you think so? Didn't you think he hated self-checkout?
I thought he would, but
I don't. I love it.
I love it. It's the greatest thing ever.
Look, if I see two open checkout lines or a packed up self-checkout, I go self-checkout.
And Sam's has it even better. They have check and go. You use your phone and dude, your app and you go bloop, 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 bloop.
First of all, I look at Walmart. You couldn't do that because they steal everything at Walmart.
You can do it at Walmart. And you can get up self-checkout and you scan the QR code and it downloads everything. Boom, you're done.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start doing that then.
If you have the Walmart app, and I think you got to be a Plus member, which I am.
I don't know
that. Well, I was telling Michelle about that at Sam's yesterday.
She didn't know about that?
No, we still waited in line.
Oh, now I know at Sam's you can do the scan and go.
Mm-hmm. But
the problem with Walmart, you had to get bags and you know, I guess you can still go there and bag it. But
you don't have to bag it. You don't have to. You can take it right out.
I want everything I get from
a I like the self-checkout at Walmart because
I got to talk to
nobody. I don't like to talk to nobody in the morning.
But what I do hate, I'm coming in there with some beer. Don't sit there and chit chat with people. Come get now. I'll tell you this. Marion Marketplace up here. I might be getting them in trouble. I don't know if it was a glitch in the system, but last time I bought beer there, it scanned my face and it said ID approved.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh my gosh, that's next level.
Which I guess is telling me I look old. But
no, because no, they had your ID on record.
They've seen you before.
Yeah, they've seen you before.
AI.
Okay, now that's next level.
That is next
that's
level.
That's next level.
Because
right
I always
there.
Had to show my ID.
I do too.
And I look old as hell.
Okay, dude, so I like
okay,
I love
that's
that.
Awesome.
I don't know why you can't scan your driver's license.
Look, I'm going to be, next time I got some beer, I'm going to be like it. It's me.
It's me, Marty Marr.
Marty Marr,
the bourbon nerd.
Hey, beer nerd.
Pull me a little shot of that 10 you got there.
Marty's got some Russell Reserve 10. You don't have another Glen, do you, by any chance?
No, we just.
What's that little thing right there?
That's what she says.
Yep. Is it empty?
It got ice in it.
Look, I got.
Oh, it does?
I got my Southampton Wildcat cup, too.
I got what, some. Where, you need some?
Yeah, I need some.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, we got a couple more cheer trips.
What are we drinking, Marty? Okay, Russell's 10. This is a Wild Turkey product, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, we got three more trips. Solid. And
three more.
And we will be out of cheer business.
Out of it?
Well.
Forever?
For momentarily. But we're going to have a good trip. We got Nashville.
Nashville.
Gulf Beach.
Gulf Shores.
And Hot Springs. That'll be some fun trips.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I'd love to do.
I would love any of those three or all three.
We were at Hot Springs one time when Charlie and Shelby was there.
That's right. Yeah, that's been a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
Because South Haven does not do
chocolate.
They don't do.
Well, that's what I had my old fashioned mixed up in that.
Oh, that's one.
It's good, ain't it?
He had his hot chocolate in there.
Mm.
Got them little cheap chair. I mean, fancy chairs.
California. This one's from the hip, guys. California says two illegals. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
You can't say illegal.
Want some free money? Hell, if they told me that, I'd take some free money.
Absolutely.
Two non-citizens.
Actually, that's the end of the
Okay, so let me ask y'all this. This was the discussion that was on Timcast the other day. The host from... Young Turks.
Yep.
He was running for president. If I'm not mistaken, it was him. And he is not a natural born citizen.
The head of the Young Turks?
Yeah, I believe he was running.
Okay.
And he
can't run.
You can run.
No, you can't. Oh, but you can't accept office.
Yes. So it brought up the question, should we change that?
No.
Why? No.
You need to be born and bred American.
You can have somebody that's born here, and then 2 days old, they take them to China. And then they come back when they're 30. Why does that person deserve to run president, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's been here for 50 years, can't?
I'd vote for Arnold.
But you get my point. Like, a Chinese citizen can come here and have a baby.
I'm going to tell you why. If we strictly go back to the time of the Constitution,
okay.
If we go back to the time of 1776, the Declaration of Independence, and we strictly followed the Constitution, our republic will last forever. The problem is we continue to try to change the Constitution to meet today's norms, and we will destroy it. This republic is hanging by a thread right now.
But it's meant to be changed.
No, it's not.
Okay, they allowed slavery.
Every great republic lasts about 150 years.
slavery
wasn't built into the Constitution.
Okay, we allowed women to vote. That's another good one.
And we added an amendment for that. That's probably what's keeping Joe Biden in the White House.
So, but I'd be far more comfortable with somebody who moved here, became a citizen, and has been in this country for 30 years, being a.
So if he's not eligible to be president, the guy that he picks, he should throw his support behind somebody that is. I find it, look, as I get older, I'm an absolutist when it comes to the Constitution. And the reason is because it has worked for so long. We are teetering on the edge of destroying our republic. And we are not a democracy. No matter what anyone tells you, yes, we are the voice of the people. There's a reason we're not a democracy, because it doesn't work. If we were a democracy, we would be like Europe right now. We would have only liberals in the White House.
My favorite saying is a true democracy is three wolves and one lamb voting on what's for dinner.
Exactly. And us southern states, us conservatives, would have no voice if that were the case. The Constitution was built for a reason, and we need to support the Constitution.
I still think we should let naturalized citizens run for office.
Does it really make a difference? They can run for
Senate.
They can run for
very seldom exactly. does it make a difference.
So then, if you make the exception now because of one candidate, it comes back to haunt you 10 years from now.
I still think that someone, and I'll keep using him, someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger deserves a shot to run over somebody who was born here but never lived here.
Okay, but then next week, the guy that was born in China, the guy that runs Alibaba, right? He would probably be a great president, but we don't want him being our president. He may be.
But by the scenario I set up, it'd be another 30 years or so before he could be it.
Rob Gronkowski may make a great – Greg Olson make a great president.
You know what? He'd have good bars.
Maybe. Maybe.
Have you heard the song?
No.
We're off air. I got to play it for you.
We got to play it.
Mm. We can't play it on air. I promise you we cannot play it on air.
No, we can't play it on air.
U.S. born in employment down over 1 million since 2020. No surprise there.
What is it?
U.S. born employment. So naturalized or normal U.S. citizens because they don't want to work probably. But anyway. Excessive alcohol deaths surged 29% during COVID pandemic. No surprise. Anybody surprised by that? Nope. Look, female college athletes make millions off social media without ever going pro. Any surprise by that headline?
Nope. Well, women making millions off of OnlyFans.
But they're pro. They're pro sports. Don't make a lot of money.
I'll say this. I think the future of the WNBA might be at a turning point. With what they have, the girls they have getting ready to go pro. Now,
if I am Caitlin, what's her last name?
Clark.
I'm going to the NBA, not the WNBA.
So, look, I don't know if it's manufactured or if it's real, but there's a lot happening in women's college basketball right now. Did y'all see the fight in the SEC championship?
And boy, Kim Mulkey went after her ass too, didn't she?
Boy, that one girl was probably six eight,
and she slammed that little girl.
She just manhandled this little girl.
And LSU's coach said, "I bet she wouldn't do that against Angel Reese." And she's probably.
I bet
right.
She would.
I don't know. Angel Reese beat
she pull Angel Reese's wig off. I think it's a wig. It looks like a wig.
I don't think it's a wig.
I think it's a wig.
Come on.
But the point being, there's a lot going on. So, like, in the next 3 or 4 years, you'll have Angel Reese in the pros.
Yep.
You'll have Caitlin Clark in the pros.
Look, there's a freshman at LSU beat Caitlin Clark.
No, LSU, USC.
Okay, but she beat
– She just
beat Caitlin Clark's.
Yeah, she just set the single season record in points scored. So, like I said, you know –
Yeah, but why would they play with the women? I believe they can play with the men. And I'm going to tell you why. They do not play physical.
I've already told you I can jump them.
They don't play physical like the men used to.
Yeah, they don't play. You're right.
I believe Caitlin Clark, she might not be a starter, but she can make more money coming off the bench in the NBA than she can ever in the WNBA.
I would love.
Yeah, just because. I mean, I don't know.
That girl's fire.
But then you're a gimmick. Then you're a gimmick.
Yeah, I don't know if.
She's going to be a gimmick regardless. Is she the best player in WNBA? I don't know. Maybe.
Probably.
She would be, but not in the NBA.
No, but the first female in the NBA is going to make far more money than anybody in WNBA. Anyway, that's just my view. I'm nobody. I'm T.
I don't know.
On this little 300-follower podcast.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
We ain't made it 300 yet, but I like you. I like it.
239.
Look, I'll say this. I would like to see the WNBA get some legs and stand on their own.
They got legs.
Yeah.
Sexy.
I'd like to see them stand on their own. And maybe they need a couple. Let's look at the NBA. Until the late 70s, NBA was really not that good. Not that I remember that,
no,
but I mean it struggled.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it struggled.
And they had Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
That's when they joined late 70s, early 80s. Yep.
And I mean, sometimes it takes a couple industry changing people to
it does.
To change the industry.
Check this story out. You remember the Chiefs? Yeah, something.
I heard about that. Go ahead.
All right, so the Chiefs played the Dolphins in like the coldest game since the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Now, there are many Chiefs fans who suffered frostbite and must require amputation. Doctors have said they need to amputate their...
The Chiefs fans.
Well, or whoever was there.
Multiple amputees.
Not the Dolphins fans.
Well, whoever was there, they're going to amputate their digits, their phalanges.
Is it just their phalanges?
I hope.
It must have been cold because we went to a dang Liberty Bowl. It was freaking 6 degrees, I think.
Yeah, this was colder than that.
Yeah, this was. Well, you saw the videos of opening the water bottles that freeze when they put them out of the.
They pull them out of the freezer, they freeze. Yeah. Wow. Can you believe that? That's just, okay, ignorant. That's ignorant. I'm sorry. This is the problem with America. Ignorant. We do stupid stuff like that. But anyway.
America.
I guess I'm on one.
You are. Boy, you just wound up.
Yeah.
Tighter than Dick's hat band.
Wound up.
I didn't know what that saying meant for a long time.
I don't know what it means now.
Dick Tracy's hat band.
Oh.
You thought I was talking about genitalia, didn't you?
I never can tell. I gotta get the playout song over here, but I'll add it at the end. But anyway,
we'll sing it.
Speaking of playout song.
Anybody who's interested, we won't be here April 6th in Dice, Arkansas, in the Colony. Our boy Marty Ray is going to be performing at Johnny Cash's home.
His hometown.
No, at his house.
Yeah.
I would love to be. I will be gone.
But we might be there.
I didn't realize it was the same day.
It's same day.
So, like, when we go to Dice with Jake and them, we'll ride side by side with Johnny Cash's every time we're over there. Mm. And we got a ton of pictures.
If we can make it back, Marty and I will probably be there.
Father
Fortenberry, parting words.
We had a good time. I don't know what else to say. Hey, check out Marty Ray. Check out Duck Dog Mafia.
Bourbon Nerd. What? Tell them about that release we did today, that big premiere we did today.
All right. We had a premiere today when Heaven Hill 17.
William Heaven Hill, 17 year old.
You going to let me say it or are you going
to
do
it? Skip the William part.
It don't matter. It's Heaven Hill 17.
Okay.
All right. Y'all check it out. I'm going to let Terry finish this off.
Hey, just remember this. Father Forbury, 2026.
Hey, look, guys, thanks for checking us out. Hit the like button. Tell your friends about us. Tell us how funny we are. We're some funny ass people, don't you think?
Yeah. Tell your mom about us.
She'd probably like it. Yeah. But anyway, live from Patio, we out of here.
We got out.